Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 1 regarding James Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O. As per the records provided, James Romero presented to an urgent care center on 10-6-21 with pain in his left medial flexor elbow area that came on suddenly while lifting something heavy at work. Appeared he was reaching down as he was lifting a heavy object and heard a snapping slash popping sound. Period. He took an over-the-counter analgesic prior to admission and denied any prior similar injury to his left arm. Period. He was examined and had tenderness to palpation in the flexor medial aspect and the overlying musculature. Period. There was no weakness detected. Period. He did also undergo x-rays of the left elbow that showed no significant abnormality. Period. He was then treated and released for orthopedic follow-up. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Romero was seen on 10-7-21 by Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, who ascertained the same mechanism of injury. Period. He discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. On 10-20-21, the claimant conveyed that he was interested in pursuing surgery. Period. He relates noticing some Popeye lesion on his opposite right side from a couple of years ago, but this was asymptomatic. Period. On 10-25-21, Dr. Hoffman performed open repair of left distal biceps rupture for a postoperative diagnosis of left distal biceps rupture. Period. He followed up through 11-3-21 when he was cleared to return to work with restrictions. Period. New paragraph. He was also seen by Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N, and on 2-23-22. Period. He admitted not really wearing his brace or following any specific rehab protocols postoperatively. Period. The last time he saw his surgeon, they were both very pleased with how he was doing. Period. Upon exam, he had a well-healed incision. Period. There was full extension and flexion of the elbow to about 140 degrees, symmetric with the right arm. Period. He also had full pronation and supination, and again, symmetric with the other arm. Period. He had good excursion of his biceps muscle and a palpable tendon. Period. He has weakness with resisted elbow flexion and supination, as would be expected, as he has not had any formalized rehab. Period. Repeat x-rays are done, demonstrating appropriate tunnel and hardware position for distal bicep tendon repair with no other osseous abnormalities. Period. He concluded Mr. Romero was doing well, 4 months, status post left distal bicep tendon repair. Period. He allowed the claimant to return to work without any restrictions. Period. However, he did recommend continuation of a strengthening program as he had some residual weakness. Period. He told Dr. Gehrman that he was moving to Rhode Island on 3-1-22, so would not return to Dr. Gehrman. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 10-6-21, James Romero injured his left arm while lifting a heavy object at work. Period. He was seen at an urgent care center the same day where x-rays of the elbow were negative. Period. He then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Hoffman, and they elected to pursue surgery. Period. This was done on 10/25/21 to be inserted here. Period. He then was not particularly compliant with postoperative rehabilitation. Period. He did see Dr. Yerman on 2/23/22, whose exam was essentially benign. Brady cleared Mr. Romero to return to work without restrictions, but encouraged a continuation of a strengthening program. Period, new paragraph. This case will be rated for the diagnosis of a left distal biceps tendon tear repaired surgically with an excellent result. Period. The clinical studies do not substantiate substantive pathology as it was non-osseous. Period. Functionally, he was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam at the conclusion of treatment showed minor anomalies. Period. And that is the end.